Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. MR, Number 914. Danger of Following Impressions and Feelings. In Testimony, Number 9, you will see a note in regard to the East. I was shown that, as God revived his work, those who had formerly been in fanaticism would be in danger of crediting their impressions and feelings, and the devil would use them to push poor souls into the fire. Satan uses some as long as he can push souls into the waters, into cold formality, and then, when he has accomplished all he wishes in that direction, he will give them a blind zeal and lead them to be moved by feelings and impressions, and through them will push souls into the fire to be consumed by fanaticism. The Paris people have been first pushed into the fire, next into the water, now again into the fire. My soul is sick and discouraged in regard to those who have been so long rebellious in walk-on. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. Souls in walk-on have rebelled and stood fast in their rebellion. And very recently, they have professed to see themselves, and their stubbornness is changed to a spirit of witchcraft or divination. I call upon all who have the cause of God one particle at heart to rise in the name of the Lord and put down the manifestations among them. In the last vision, I was shown that some in walk-on were just beginning to see themselves, but they had been in the snare of the devil so long and been influenced by evil angels so many years to resist the testimonies God had sent them, that they could not recover themselves from Satan's snare at once, and that such ones would have to walk in deep humility and live a life of continual repentance before they could redeem the past. I saw that their former experience had been so dark and evil that they had not discernment enough to know the work and spirit of Satan. They would as soon call darkness and error light, and reject the true light, and think themselves very near to God when Satan was controlling them. Therefore, it was not safe for them to follow their own judgment, or to attempt to lead or dictate in the least, but they must submit to do what their stubbornness has made exceeding difficult for them to do: be led by the judgment of others who have been true to the cause of God. This work, which you think may be of God, is directly from evil angels. Beware of it. Resist it. Be afraid of it as you would of a rattlesnake. We will not give it the least quarter. I have written in great haste, in great earnestness, for I feel that the case demands a speedy and severe remedy. Be assured that God will not use individuals who have traveled much in darkness to direct and teach his children. These are perilous times. God works through those who have walked carefully and in humility before him, those who have been true, those who have moved understandingly and in his fear. White Estate, Washington, D.C., February 4th, 1982.